After more than 5 hours of deliberations Wednesday, the jury reached its verdict in the retrial of Michael Dunn. Jurors were deadlocked in Dunn's first trial on the first-degree murder count. The judge declared a mistrial and the case was retried. While Dunn testified he felt his life was in danger, prosecutors argued Dunn shot with the intent to kill when he fired 10 times into an SUV carrying 17-year-old Jordan Davis and his three friends in 2012. And following the verdict, Jacksonville State Attorney Angela Corey says she feels justice was served.
He's looking at life with a minimum mandatory of 25 to life. So the upper level sentence is life, and the minimum mandatory for using a firearm is 25 years to life. We believe that we have to have as much justice as we can to assure that Michael Dunn will never, ever walk out of a prison, because we don't believe he ever needs to be out of prison.
Dunn had already faced at least 60 years in prison for three counts of attempted second-degree murder for each of the passengers not killed. The first jury convicted Dunn of those charges in February. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Cordner.